Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Kof Hei of Masechta Bo Metzia. Some of the topics we're learning about include Ha'iska Palga Milva or Palga Pekadon. When a merchant agrees to sell an investor's merchandise in exchange for half the profits, the Chacham initiated that half the merchandise is considered a loan and the other half a deposit, and thus they also share in any losses. Stam Iska Tilsa Ba'agar or Palga Behefset. In general, in Iska, the merchant and the investor share equally in the losses. However, the merchant gets two-thirds of the profit, while the investor gets only one-third, because de'iloi mischazi karibis. If they would share equally in the profits as well, the merchant's efforts with the investor's portion would seem like interest for the loan. The machlek is regarding lemishte be'shichra, whether the leiva may sell from the loaned portion of the iska for his personal use. The machlek is regarding imeis nasa metatlin etz labanav. If the merchant died, does the investor have a lien on the loan portion of the iska? Kablanus, the worker pays the owner a percentage of the produce. Chachirus, the worker keeps all the produce and pays the owner a set amount of produce for the rental. The Mishnah's halacha of makabel sada mechaveroi b'lei rotz lanachish ain't shaymalai. If a person took upon himself to plant someone's field but refused to uproot the bad weeds, the worker must still perform nichush regardless of whether it was b'chachirus or b'kablanus. The Mishnah's halacha of hamakabel sada mechaver v'lo asasa. If a person took upon himself to plant someone's field and he sowed the field, but it produced very little, and the worker wants to quit work in the field, if it was bekablanus, there is a machlekes as to what share the worker may quit. If it was bechachirus, the worker may quit as long as he pays the owner the full amount.